Hey, it's Dawn. Hi, welcome. Welcome to my podcast, Be Fabulous, which you can find on Spotify and Google Podcast and Breaker. Also, Advanced Life Coaching, the YouTube page, Advanced Life Coaching. And hey, welcome for being here. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So look at my website, advancedlifecoaching.org, and sign up for a free consultation. And let's start creating the life that you really want to live. So today I wanted to talk about forgiveness and how important forgiveness is in the healing process. And how you can use this healing process, this forgiveness, to really lower stress in your life and really to have a better peace of mind and to be happier. And that's really important. I mean, isn't that what we want? We all want to be happier. So when you show forgiveness, it really allows you to change your mindset. It allows you to change your perception of a situation or the person that you're going to send the forgiveness to or show the forgiveness to. And one thing I think a lot of people try and do is they try and do the tit for tat kind of thing. Like, well, you do this and then I'll forgive you. And that's really manipulation. That is not true forgiveness. And that's really not going to help in the healing process. You know, it's one thing to be like, okay, you have to change this behavior, you do this, and then I'll forgive you. So that's like a contract. That's really not forgiveness. That's more of saying, I'll give you a second chance. I'll give you a second chance if you change a behavior. But forgiveness is something you do whether somebody changes that behavior or not. And it really has nothing to do with the other person. It really is all about you and your healing process. So when it comes to forgiveness, like I said, it allows you to change a perception of whatever event it is that hurt you, whatever this other person did that hurt you and caused you pain. And so it's something that should just be given, not earned. You know, you earn back trust, or you earn mutual respect, or you earn back that second chance, but you don't earn forgiveness. And when you forgive others, it's so you can heal, but it's also so they can heal. And that's part of the healing process. And when you forgive someone and you forgive yourself and you send out that love and that gratitude, and you can do that through meditation, through prayer, however it is you forgive, even if it's just in your own mind, you're sending this person gratitude and love, and you're sending that gratitude and love to yourself. And you just say the words, you know, I forgive you. I forgive myself. The other person, they don't even need to know that you've have forgiven them. You don't need their permission and or their approval. You don't need their ego for you to be happy. And basically, that's what the forgiveness is. Forgiveness is you doing this process so that you can be happy, and you don't need anyone's permission for your own happiness. So this is something, if you want to save a relationship or rebuild a relationship, it might be beneficial for you to tell that person you forgive them for whatever behavior and allow them to say, you know, I forgive you as well. You know, that might. And you can do the healing process together. But forgiveness doesn't have to be something that you do with the other person. It's just something you do. And the energy that comes from that forgiveness actually is what does the work. You know, you say it, you feel it with all your heart. When you forgive, you do it with your heart. So you forgive with your heart, you allow yourself to feel whatever feelings you need to feel, whatever pain or hurt was caused. You have the right to feel that, but you don't want to hang on to it and carry it throughout your life. And that's where the forgiveness comes in. So you allow that pain, you allow yourself to feel it, and then you move on. You forgive yourself for being part of whatever event that was, and you forgive the other person for whatever they did. And you just do that in your own space. You know, you do that in your own time. And when you do that, it really allows that energy to open up. And it really allows the healing process to happen. And when you start healing, that's when you can let things go. And when you let it go, it opens you up to allow that happiness to come into your life. It opens you up to, in your mind, to change that event or to change that perception of the events that happened. So it's not like a ball and chain. It's not holding you back to the past. You can send that forgiveness with your heart, with your desire, with your thoughts, and really fill yourself with gratitude of where you are now, past whatever pain that was, past, you know, whatever you went through. Fill your life with gratitude of what you have now and what those lessons were that you were supposed to learn from that unfortunate pain or event. And realize when somebody else hurts you, it's because they are also hurting. Their heart's also in pain. Because people who are happy, they don't go around hurting other people. Hurt people hurt people. And when someone's behavior is really bad, it's just reflecting how they actually see and feel about themselves. So remembering that should actually help you to be able to forgive the other person as well. And realize a lot of times they don't know what they're doing. They're in their own programming. That maybe they never learned communication. Maybe they never learned to love themselves. And if you can remember that and put that in perspective, then it helps you to let go and it helps you to forgive the other person. And when you tell yourself that fact and that what you're experiencing really was an experience of the other person's pain, it kind of takes some of that responsibility away from you. You know, it's not your fault. No matter what you did, or how you participated in something, maybe you didn't have strong boundaries, or maybe you allowed something to go on too long, or, you know, whatever. It's still not your fault. It's because you were learning too. You were growing too at the same time. So the only thing that you really have control of is, okay, I learned my lesson. Now what? How do I move forward? How do I get past whatever? Well, you get past it by forgiveness, having that gratitude, having that forgiveness, and just kind of putting it in perspective that whatever happened, it's not your fault. There is no fault. You know, there really is no blame. I mean, yes, people are responsible for their own bad behaviors and what they choose to think and how they choose to act. But you're not responsible for other people's thoughts and behaviors, only your own. And when you get to a point in your life where you're like, I'm done, I'm moving forward, the only way you can really move forward is with forgiveness. So forgiveness is really powerful. Forgiveness is the ability to open up that door to your happiness, to have that empowerment, to really be, you know, who you want to be. And I think that's powerful. That's great. You know, that no one else can take from you and nobody else can give it to you. I mean, your power is there. When you make that choice, I'm going to forgive you so that I can be happy. I'm going to forgive myself so that I can be happy. That's true empowerment. And that's something great. And that's the healing that you need. And when you start that healing and that energy moves forward, you move forward. That energy, the other person will feel it. Whether you ever tell them you forgave them or not, they'll feel it. That's just how energy works. And it just allows that space to open up. And it brings you closure. When you forgive yourself and you forgive other people, it also brings you closure. And that alone will help reduce some of your stress. And that alone will allow some of the pain to go away. And you'll have a whole different perspective of that situation. Forgiveness is a process that allows you to feel better. And I know other people, they might feel better if they know that you forgive them. And if you want to share that with someone, if that helps your healing and growth, then you should do it. But no, it's not necessary. If you forgive someone and you've chosen not to have them in your life anymore, you can still move forward. You don't have to tell them. And like I said, they'll feel that energy. And as you heal, it'll help them heal as well, which is really a good thing. It's a very kind, loving thing that you're doing by forgiving yourself and knowing that that energy will just move forward, and it helps you attract better, more loving things in your life. You know, the power of forgiveness is personal empowerment. And that's huge. I can't even express how amazing that is. And when you hone into that empowerment and you realize how beneficial it is in all aspects of your life, you realize it's such a simple little thing to forgive others. And if you're spiritual, then you already know the power of forgiveness. And if you've read the Bible, they talk about it over and over, about how forgiveness it opens your heart when you forgive, and it opens the door to your happiness. And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to feel whole and complete. And when you're hanging on to past pain, it's like having a brick around your ankle when you're trying to swim. It's just going to pull you down. So allow that, you know, allow yourself to let go of the anger that you might be carrying around, and turn that into a blanket of forgiveness. You know, close your eyes and just imagine all that pain in that situation just melting away from your body, leaving your body. You know, imagine it, you give it a color, and imagine that color just coming up and out of you and just going into the universe. You know, imagine that all that pain just leaving you. And then imagine, you know, love, just being in a blanket of love. Just imagine love and happiness and joy coming in and replacing where all that colored pain had left. And just allow that to fill you up. And when you do that, when you use your imagination and you imagine all that pain leaving, it changes your body. It changes your thoughts. Because now, on a physical level, you've already told your body to let it go. You've told your mind to let it go. And it has to listen to you. And then you have to make the effort to allow the thoughts to also let it go. You know, think about what you want instead. Think about, you know, what you're grateful for now. Think about, you know, everything that's ahead of you, now that that person or that that situation is over, and you can just start fresh. What, you know, whatever choices you make from now, from that point, are yours. And they're easier to make when you have forgiven the other person and yourself. As you're forgiving others, always forgive yourself. Because energy's entwined. You know, it doesn't really work to say, okay, I forgive myself, but I still hate them. You still have that negative hold if you're thinking like that. So just allow yourself to forgive and forgive others, forgive yourself, and allow yourself to be happy. Allow yourself to be empowered. And just, you know, take a moment, and if anything's bothering you, you know, give yourself permission to let it go. And if there's any feelings, allow yourself to feel them. And then after you do, tell yourself, thank you. Thank you for reminding me what it's like to have passion. Thank you for reminding me what it's like to know what I want and what I don't want. Thank you for reminding me of my strength. And then go back to your gratitude. And like I said before, it doesn't matter if you tell the other person that you forgave them or not. This is about you. This is about your healing and what you need to do to move forward. So be blessed, stay blessed, be grateful, always be grateful. And I am so grateful for you. And thank you so much for your time and for listening. And please support my podcast, support my YouTube page, support in any way you can. I appreciate it. Find me on Facebook, support my Facebook, my groups. And let's just make the world a more loving place, because we can do it. It's possible. And I believe in you, because you are worth more than what you think. And you are worth more than what you know. And or maybe you do know, which is awesome. So let's just keep the love going. All right. So communicate without hate. And I'll talk to you soon. Let's check out my website. And be blessed. Thank you.